Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9, HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Friday morning, everyone. Richmond Federal Reserve Bank President Jeffrey Lacker today says it is reasonable to expect the U.S. economy to reverse a downtrend track sometime in 2009, but he warned of inflation risks in any rebound. Lacker, one of the Fed's most vocal inflation hawks, will be among the voters next week on the central bank's interest rate setting panel. With no end in sight to economic bad news, President George W. Bush this morning ensured that millions of laid-off workers will keep on getting their unemployment checks as the year-end holidays approach. Bush signed an extension of jobless benefits into law just before 8 o'clock this morning, that Eastern time, as he was preparing to leave the White House for a morning flight to Lima, Peru, to attend a 21-nation Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperative Forum. The Senate approved a measure yesterday that would provide up to 3 months of extra benefits for those whose unemployment benefits have run out or are about to expire.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Lernard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products, including Asgrow's new Roundup Ready 2-yield soybeans. Lernard Seed Service provides services to help customers in East Central Illinois maximize profits. 217-497-2270.
Joining us now with a look at the day's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Keyser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. We're back into the cold air across the Midwest Corn Belt, and doesn't look like there's anything real significant other than it's a bit colder than average across the Midwest Corn Belt. Of course, the exception being the lake effect snows, which are affecting parts of Michigan, northern Indiana, northeast Ohio. But the bulk of the Corn Belt not getting precipitation after only a few scattered light flurries yesterday. So it looks pretty dry here for the next few days. A little rain will probably come in, especially in southern and eastern sections Sunday night into Monday morning. But we don't see any big snowstorms coming anytime soon, or any rainstorms for that matter. So there will be some favorable conditions for late season field work. And as far as the plains are concerned, much the same, rather dry weather is expected over the coming week. And for the cattle and the feedlot areas, it looks like generally quiet weather is expected here over the coming week. And temperatures out that will be mild. Now, late next week into the weekend that follows Thanksgiving, there might be some rain out in the high plains feedlots. And as we go beyond next week, it's really hard to determine exactly what's going to happen. The medium-range computer models have not really locked onto a specific weather pattern just yet. So there's a lot of flip-flopping in the output of models from day to day and model run to model run. So we can't really assess what's going to happen with any great detail as we go into the month of December just yet. Now, in South America, we're looking at dry weather over many areas. It was sunny and hot again across the western production areas of Brazil yesterday. High temperatures anywhere from the low 90s to the low 100s again yesterday. And it's just bone dry there. Parts of Cordoba, especially southern parts of Cordoba in Argentina, remain very, very dry as well. A few spotty showers and thunderstorms may occur Sunday across southern Argentina, but widespread heavy totals are not likely. Of course, there could be just a couple places that get a heavy total. If you have a thunderstorm, that's always a possibility. But by and large, there's not going to be a whole lot of rain. It does look like there may be a few showers from time to time next week. And that could maybe help stem the trend of dryness in Argentina. I don't think there's going to be enough rain to reverse the trend. they're still going to be net drying here over the next week, but they do appear to have a little bit better chance of some showers and thunderstorms. Meanwhile, in Brazil, scattered showers and thunderstorms will continue across Mato Grosso, Mato Grosso do Sul, and Minas Gerais, on southeastward into Sao Paulo and Goiás. Actually, Goiás getting the rain, and so will Minas Gerais to the southeast there. And some of the showers also as far northeast as Bahia. Now, it does look like there's still some concerns that in the big picture that Argentina and southern Brazil could stay dry for a while. It's possible after about a week and a half that showers and thunderstorms could resume in a little more frequent fashion. But as with the American situation, the models are not really good at defining things right now more than a week out. So the concerns from the southern hemisphere, obviously dryness for the planting and emergence of crops in Argentina, and also the wet conditions quickly going dry in southern Brazil. Those are the things that we're going to have to be watching here, and I'll focus more on that again next week. So have a great weekend. I'm meteorologist Ed Keyser.
Let's look at the overnight. And as we do that, we see in Kansas City that December wheat opened at 543, down 4 1/4. Last trade down 3 3/4. March at 555, down 7 1/2. Last trade down 3. December wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 507 overnight, down 4 3/4. Last trade down 3 3/4. March, 526 3/4, down 4 1/4. Last trade down 5. July, 555, down 3 1/4. Last trade down 3 3/4. December corn opened at 357 3/4, down 6. Last trade down 4 3/4. March, 375, down 5. Last trade down 4 1/2. July, 397 1/4, down 4 1/2. Last trade down 4 3/4. December 2009, 420 3/4, down 5 1/4. Last trade down 4 1/2. January beans opened at 850 1/2, down 5 1/2. Last trade down 2. March, 855 1/4, down 6 1/2. Last trade down 1 3/4. July, 874, down 5. Last trade down 4. Dow Jones Industrial Average at 7,600 is up 47 points. The NASDAQ, 1,332, up 16.19. The S&P 500, 761, is up about 9 1/2 points. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. She is in West Bend, Wisconsin. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Dave.
I look at these markets. We see crude oil firmer this morning, the Dow up, gold up just a smidge, the U.S. dollar down. The overnights, though, reflecting weakness in the trade. We're going to come back on this opening bell and show a little strength?
I think so. I think that we've got opportunity at least to trade even, if not up slightly on the open, and everything will be driven from there probably by crude, which has been giving back some of its gains while you were talking. So, you know, it's I think it's a two-sided situation. We're into a Friday. We've had a pretty good beating, and we look at the stock market. The stock market is showing a little bit of strength, and I think some of that is coming on the fact that we're hearing rumors that China is going to cut its interest rate, which would be another good sign. And so, it's going to be a toss up, is what it's going to be.
My bottom line question on all this, Jackie, is in all this negativity, who wants to go long this marketplace?
Well, that's certainly the toughest part, and we've seen that. You know, I think what we're looking at least up until overnight last night when we put in lower lows, we were looking very much at a range-bound situation. And I think what you're seeing, and if you watch the markets, you certainly know that, a lot of day trading going on. There are a lot of people who are doing nothing but trading the range.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that with the S&P break, with new settlement lows for its move, the Dow really going into the tank in the last couple of sessions, that there is potential, and I don't want to worry people overly, but there is potential for corn to see $3.
Well, you know, we can't say that that's not possible. Everything is right now being driven by the outside markets and the idea that, you know, we've got recession going on and that the world is not stabilizing as fast. I think this week's push has been because they just can't agree on the bailout on the big three. I think that has more to do with it than anything. If we come into next week and they've come up with some type of an agreement on that, then I see a bounce back in the marketplace. But
what?
As long as there's... What?
I said go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, as long as there's that insecurity about whether or not we're going to pick up another 300,000 people on unemployment, that's going to keep everything pretty tight and pretty cautious.
Last I saw, the timing on this wouldn't be next week, but the week after Thanksgiving, and it contingent on what kind of plan that the big three brought to Congress.
That's exactly true. And so, you know, next week being a holiday week makes it even tougher. We will see some short covering, and we will see some position squaring. You know, so it's going to make it a little more complex. But I still wouldn't be surprised to see some bounce in, during the week next week.
Thank you much, Jackie.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Jackie Vakes, she's with Stuart Peterson Group in West Bend, Wisconsin. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana, and on the web at WILLAG.org.